This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJD program. D as in Doug, as in Doug Steffen, as in Dudley Steffen. J as in Jennifer. Jen, you can do Jen. Jennifer Horn. And then there's V, Victoria. There's no Vic here. That's all Victoria all the time. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the discussion. One of the things that I hear from program people is that we sometimes don't talk enough about some of the issues, and I remind people what a short attention span we all have. So who wants to listen to the same problem or the same discussion or the same thing being discussed over and over and over and over and over again? We obviously have the same problem being thrown at us, and in the case of the circumstances that present themselves with the death of Floyd and the other things that go along with it, we have been saying things, all of us, I think, have said, when are we going to stop this? When is it going to change? When are we going to make sure that we get it right? And so this kind of has pushed us into that, into the recognition of that problem and trying to do something about it. Interesting, though, when you get about the business, the psychology, why was it so much this incident and not others that have moved us to action? Is it the news media? Is it social media?
We saw George Floyd murdered on the video.
We saw the guy shot with a shotgun 3 weeks ago. Why didn't that start this? I'm not just saying that we shouldn't have started it a long time ago. But
I think it did start then, and then Breonna Taylor, and then George Floyd was the,
I think
was
it's
the
unfortunate.
Third one.
I think it's unfortunate that Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor are not the face of this movement. Because
they should be.
I agree. They're
actually maybe better examples of the movement, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Anyway, taking the problems, maybe people are reading more books about it. I know my daughter has gotten a lot of books from my grandson on some of this stuff. Not that he hasn't been exposed to it, because the class that he grew up in this past year was very diverse, because Los Angeles is very diverse, and it's run by the university, and that's very diverse. So are we going to change our habits? Are we going to learn things like new skills? Some of us will, some of us won't. Are we going to be shamed into it? Are we going to think it's the right thing because it is the right thing? Are we going to get rid of some of our bad habits or some of our thoughts? It's very difficult. You said something that was pretty pertinent, I think, Victoria, with regard to the guy on the CW who got canned for things that he said 4 or 5 years ago or posted online. Once you think that way, not likely that you're going to. It's been a part of, it's been ingrained in you. And if you grow up around this stuff, if your father or mother are racist, then likelihood you're going to, like, if your father or mother are Protestants, you're likely to be a Protestant. Or, you know, anything you can come up with. If you're a Republican, your mother and father are. Jennifer had to pick a straw. Father thinks one way, mother thinks the other way. She went with her father, at least in politics.
Or actually, maybe I just went with myself.
Maybe you did. Yep, that could be.
I had influences from both sides, and and I have found what.
Was it a direct? Was it really direct? When was it like, okay, you ought to do this because my father used to say, you ought to do this or think this way because
they were never like that. Actually, my parents argued a lot about politics, but I was able to see both sides. And to be honest, I was the only person in my sixth grade class election to vote for Jesse Jackson over George Bush or Michael Dukakis. And the only person. And so, but my views have changed and gone on because I see what actually empowers people and what holds people back. And so, I don't know. I mean, that's just how I feel in my heart. I can tell you that anybody who tells you that they don't have stereotypes is lying, because everybody does. It's how our human brain works. It's how we process things. It's how it happens. It's how we describe people. But as far as racism goes, both of my parents are very considerate of people. And what I think I was taught more than anything from my family is to just deal with people individually, because there are great white people. There are great black people. There are bad white people. There are bad black people. There are great pink people. There are, I mean, it's just, who cares? I don't know. When I talk to someone on the street, I talk to them. I don't look around and go, oh, I can't talk to you because you look a certain way. And if everybody just dealt with people individually, I think it's, we're just, in this world, we're all about making these broad statements, and it's just, it's unfair to everybody.
A lot of things are changing around us, and it seems like we're being hit in the head from both sides. Not only do we have this to deal with, and it's appropriate to deal with it, it'll be something that'll go through, I think, a process through the summer. Some people will be happy, some people won't. There'll be some changes, and there will be other things. Oh, we change. That's part of... We that's what life is. Life is change. Look at a picture of you when you were five,
also,
and look at a picture of you when you're 50.
But life is also empathy and understanding, because saying what I just said would have me shut down on social media because people say that I don't get it, I'm out of touch, I'm
not
sympathetic with the movement.
Some
a lot of the loudest voices on social media would say
well, you know what, I don't really give a damn about the loud voices, and I wish more people didn't give a damn about what some of these blowhards, these big BSers on social media have to say. How about dealing with how you feel? What do you think? What's in your head? What's in your heart? More importantly, what's in your heart? I think that's really kind of, don't be following everybody else. Think for yourself, for God's sakes. That's what I'd like to think was happening. Here's students, you see this, these 13 youngsters who they threw their own prom, and it was not sanctioned by the school, and I guess when they went to the beach or something for a prom party, and now 13 of them have the virus. You see that in the...
Yeah, it's in Texas, and this is the kind of stuff that's going to pop up, I think.
Yep.
More and
I
more.
Agree.
I was telling Jen during the break that, you know, I live on the beach in New Jersey, and it looked like, on Tuesday, it looked like Woodstock. There were so many people walking, you know, parking a mile, 2 miles away.
People are desperate
to get out.
Walking
to the beach, all carrying coolers, and it was just, we couldn't get away from anybody. We were walking the dogs. We were the only two people wearing masks. It was crazy. And so, like, you look around, and we're in the second hardest hit state. It's obviously it's going to cause new clusters to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, what do people think? And then what? Then, you know, people don't want to be responsible, and then they're in the hospital, and then they, you know, then they're quarantined, and then they're putting a burden on everybody else just because they won't practice any social responsibility. It's ridiculous.
You know, in April we were talking about where this was as certain places surged in the northern hemisphere, and I said, well, let's look around, look at the maps. There's nothing going on in the southern hemisphere because it's summertime. Well, now it's fall in the southern hemisphere, and you see the results of that. The Chinese pandemic that's there, even though it's slowing down in our hemisphere, in our neck of the woods, other countries down in the southern hemisphere, Latin America, hot spots everywhere, also Africa and Asia, Chile, Peru, Brazil. That's where it's happening in South America. And then you go, you look at some of these other places. Again, Africa, it's all over the continent there where there are people who travel. A lot of places, you know, those tribes, those people live and die in the same 20-mile square radius. They never go anywhere. And that's the case in Asia. But because Asia is more susceptible to travel, that's why, you know, that's why there's a problem. The air is dry down there now. They stay out in the air longer. And the particles tend to be bigger when the air is warmer. The humidity must... I thought the humidity was going to cook this. So that's what's kind of confusing.
No, it's the opposite. With humidity, which is why it's dangerous for people to think, oh, now we're in the summertime and it's fine. It's totally not. It makes
wear
it worse.
Wear a mask.
So,
wear a mask. I bought some... You get a kick out of this. Yesterday, I went to the Staples store, and I said, what do you have for masks? Guy looks at me kind of strangely. He's got a mask on. I've got a mask on, as if to say, why do you need a mask, pal? You're wearing a mask. I said, no, I want goggles, and I want the plastic face mask. What do you got?
Those are going to be the new normal, those shields. That's how they're going to send teachers back to work.
Yep. So I bought a shield to wear. Well, I thought I was going to Los Angeles this weekend, but I'm not sure I am now. But I've still got it for the next, when I do make the plan or when I actually do go. I have the plastic thing, and I bought a pair of welding goggles that I can put over my glasses that will protect my eyes, which is what both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack say is a good thing to do. So maybe that's part of the new world order. But those plastic things, man, It is weird. It's like a sheet of, you know how the separators are in a notebook? They're plastic. That's all this is, with somebody stitching a piece of cloth around that you wrap around your head. That's it. And they charge you $6 for it. God, I'd like to be in that business. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Speaking of business, how about a couple of commercials? 16 after the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, every day we have our clip of the day at djvshow.com. Can you buy an alarm clock not made in China? That was the question that came forth in a discussion on the air, and that made the clip of the day at djvshow.com. I'm on a mission to find stuff not made in China. And I thought I had one with a new scale. No, that didn't work. Thought I could find one. You know that I've been looking and I still can't find one. I cannot find an alarm clock made in America. I can't even find one made in Europe. The Europeans send them to China. Even with all of the fine, what do they call all of the stuff, those European watches or the movements and stuff, Breitling. What are some of the other great watches that are advertised in the high-end magazines and stuff?
Patek.
Yeah. All made in China.
Well,
what
no,
are we
the real
doing?
Good ones are Swiss made. They say that, like, that's part of
their
appeal.
They have the movements made there, but they ship them to China to have them assembled. And that's what object. Good God. Where are we going? It's 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let's see if we can make a good guy musically in this hour of our DJB program, because every hour during this portion of the hour, you can count on us having some music news, updates on famous musicians, what's going on in the music world itself. This is Trace Adkins.
It's about time we get some good music out.
Yeah, this is Mind on Fishing, Jennifer, the name of the song. Got a new record deal and his big bass voice. Here we go. Mind, what's that? You like?
How can you not like this voice? Come on.
Isn't he the one that did your phone thing?
Yes.
Is that Trace Adkins? Yeah, that's right. All right, so we got this song, Mind on Fishing. His new video features his good buddy, country star T. Graham Brown. Trace says about the video, I look at this as the song giving life to the video, but the song lyrics having so much imagery was an easy script to follow. An old drawn boat with my Zebco rod. Those words add life to everything. Really, maybe in your life, pal, but not mine. When asked what message does he hope his fans take away from the video, he said, fishing's cool. Ha ha!
There you
actually,
go.
Actually, that's exactly right.
He's a prophet, really.
Is he? Then he had a jab at his friend Blake Shelton, but at least tease a better actor than Blake. We're talking about T. Graham Brown, as if he was going to get Blake Shelton to be in the video with him.
Well, he and Blake just did a song together. That was a huge
hit. Did they?
Yeah.
I guess we talked about that, didn't
they? They love each other. Remember, they went on tour together, too.
Yeah, right. What's not to like? Those two guys, big boots and the whole deal, Jennifer, right?
Be the cream in that Oreo cookie. You got
there
that.
There you
right.
go. All right, next up here, musically, is a focus on Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit playing a string of West Coast and Texas shows next summer, with Lucinda Williams touring as the opener. The dates next year with Lucinda, who released her latest album, Good Souls, Better Angels, back in April, begins July 19th of next year. Can you believe we're already talking about more than a year away?
It's like 2020 is just a wash now.
Yeah, it's gonzo. It's nothing. Yeah. It's a nothing year. Maybe we'll learn a lot. It's a big change year, but things like this, you know, forget about it. They're going to start in Vancouver, go to Seattle, San Fran, L.A., Salt Lake City. The tour also hits Kansas and Arkansas and then finishes up in Texas, so it's a West Coast kind of a deal, western part of our country. Isbell released his new album, Reunions, last month. celebrated the LP with a crowdless live stream performance at Nashville's Brooklyn Bowl. So in addition to the newly announced dates with Lucinda Williams, he and the 400 unit have shows on the books for this year, but as most concerts have been, they're getting knocked off here. So they're going to be in Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, Santa Barbara. Have you ever been, Jennifer, to that Santa Barbara Bowl?
It's amazing.
Is it?
It's up on a hill so you can see the beach.
Yeah.
And it's a great outdoor venue. It's really, really beautiful. I love seeing concerts there.
Why would they be playing at the Greek Theater instead of something bigger in L.A.?
Because, well, it sounds like that's the kind of size that they're going for. Santa Barbara's not very big either.
It isn't.
So okay. I think that seems to be pretty consistent with what they're trying to get at.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wonder, does this sound prejudicial? How's country music do in Mormon country? I guess that would be the question.
In Mormon country?
Salt Lake, yeah.
Now, how does any music do there?
How does country music do
in New York City?
Ah.
Forget the Mormons. If New York City has a successful, well, it used to have a country station.
It used to.
But, yeah. I think it might still. I'm not sure. Everything changes so much.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so they got lots of things planned, and a lot of people are planning great things for next year. Kind of hold your breath. Well, maybe not. But, you know, there's some small venues that are doing some things this summer, but not what it used to be and not what it will be. Let's put it that way. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, U.S. senators are looking into fraud and exploitation linked to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham opening a hearing and noting that senior citizens are especially vulnerable.
Trying to play on people's fears. Unfortunately, when you try to do some good in the country, people take advantage of it.
Associate Deputy Attorney General William Hughes testified that fraudsters have been trying to exploit the pandemic ever since the start of the crisis. The private funeral service for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It concludes days of memorials for the man whose death sparked protests around the nation and across the globe. Floyd will be buried next to his mother later today, the woman he cried out for in the viral video of his death. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
An interesting new revelation comes to light in the case of George Floyd and the cop who's accused of killing him. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
Most Republican U.S. senators making it clear they're not in favor of defunding police departments. A resolution introduced yesterday calls for justice for George Floyd, but argues against defunding law enforcement. AMC theaters might be reopening soon after all, the company announcing that they do hope to be fully open worldwide by next month. The theater chain has been shuttered because of COVID-19, resulting in an over $2 billion loss in the year's first quarter. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen. You notice everything is an opportunity. I had the COVID salad last night. It was a chunky, why it was called that. I went to grocery shopping.
I would never order
yesterday.
That. I would never order that. It sounds risky.
But isn't it funny how marketers take advantage of every moment, right? You can come up with something. Just anything.
I guess that's how you know we're getting over it, because no one would have made that joke 2 months ago, right?
No, probably not. Yeah. I guess that's it. Yeah. People are just so funny. All right. So speaking of being funny, Victoria, you've been drinking a little too much budget beer. What's going on here?
Not budget beer, but sure.
What's an example of budget beer? What kind of
Natty
beer?
Natty Light, Busch Light, Miller Light. Those are the... Yeah, and there are other even cheaper brands. I'm not a beer drinker, so I really couldn't tell you a whole lot more. But
Jennifer, you're a beer drinker, right?
Mm-mm. Not a lot, no. I mean, I'll have a beer at like a baseball game, but no, usually wine or vodka. That's about it.
Okay.
Well, we know that Americans have been drinking a lot during this COVID pandemic,
Since March 7th, alcohol sales have gone up 27%, according to Nielsen. And the two biggest winners are domestic beers, which are the budget beers, like we mentioned, and spiked seltzer. And I have definitely seen, every time I've been to a liquor store, I have seen people with cases and cases of spiked seltzer on their way out the door. So,
because people think they can drink it during the day while they work.
I guess, you know what, that's, I didn't think of it, but you're right.
At home, yeah. Drinking at home while they work.
While you work, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
drinking while you work. Yeah, they say that
actually now in tracking sales, customers have been turning away from domestic brews and are actually going to pricier imports like Corona, which is somewhat ironic, and then the lower-calorie alternatives like White Claw Seltzer, and then for hard liquor,
who would want to drink Corona beer during the coronavirus? Who thinks that?
Well, apparently a lot of people.
You just ate Corona salad. What are you talking about?
If you like Corona beer, you're not going to stop drinking it. I don't like the White Claw seltzer, but I know that that's hugely popular. And apparently sales of tequila are way up. And so even of all the hard liquors, tequila is selling the best. Maybe because tequila is not a downer. I don't know if people are afraid of getting depressed while they're drinking so much.
Isn't there a book written called Tequila Mockingbird? Do I remember that?
Budget beer has boomed for two reasons, price and familiarity, they say. Shoppers were in stock-up mode at the beginning as people sheltered in place, and they wanted to limit their trips. And people are also buying larger, more trusted brands with an emphasis on affordability. So seltzers, which basically last year were dead in the water, now their sales are up $1 billion just since March 7th. Between March 7th and May 30th, the seltzers have sold $1 billion in sales. Wow. And Spike Seltzer last year, the whole year of 2019, they did $1.5 billion. So, and that's pretty crazy in 2 months to have $1 billion in sales. But like Jen said, I didn't even think about it. But yeah, you're right. That's something you could kind of sip on all afternoon and, you know, still be able to be on your Zoom call.
Wait a minute. Let me have a drink. Yeah. All right. So budget beer, there it is. Big business. Buy into that. You're all right. Couple of other business stories here. The Federal Reserve has made changes to its so-called Main Street lending program, so more small and medium-sized businesses can now get in on the action, lowering its initial loan minimum, raising the maximum that can be borrowed. Also expanding the loan terms to 5 years, among other changes. Loans can now range in size from $250,000 to $300 million. Cap was $200 million before. The statement from the chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, said, quote, supporting small and mid-sized businesses so they're ready to reopen and rehire workers will help foster a broad-based economic recovery. I'm confident the changes we're making will improve the ability of the Main Street lending program to support employment during this period. The Fed's also delaying the repayment period for this stuff from 1 year to 2 years. Interest is delayed for a year. So I'm wondering out loud who does this. I go to a bank if I'm going to borrow money. The bank goes to the Fed to take the money. I didn't know you could go directly to the Fed to borrow money. I thought you had to go through a bank. Anybody ever, Jennifer, you borrow money for the business?
No, we don't. We try not to do that. I mean, obviously, we looked into the PPP and all of that, but I think it makes that banks are getting into a lot of trouble for prioritizing and
discriminating.
It's not just about discriminating on race, which we're talking a lot about right now, and it happens for sure. Discriminating on size of the business, discriminating against some formula. I think it's dangerous, again, going back to just how I feel about all of this. It's really based on the individual, and we have to take things case by case, and we have to be kind of saying when we look at this, unfortunately, for banks with lending, if you don't fit their certain formula, you're out.
Forget it.
And so I think that it becomes discriminatory because there's just that one formula, even though there are a lot of people who fall into the cracks on that. So I don't know. I can see the appeal of trying to bypass them. I don't know how many people successfully can do it. I certainly didn't know you could.
I didn't. I'm going to look into it, though, because I think it's a very interesting concept, frankly. And while we're in this department, a bond investor, Jeffrey Gundlach, who is the CEO of Double Line Capital, They've invested $135 billion, so he's got some credibility in business. He says that there will be more higher-end unemployment, white-collar workers, people making 100 G's or more a year. Those are the ones that are getting squeezed out. More than 42 million Americans filed for unemployment since the beginning of the Chinese virus. And now the unemployment figures show pretty positive rehiring trends in certain sectors. For example, Dunkin' Donuts, they call themselves Dunkin' now, they are going to hire 25,000 new employees. Now, how many did they lay off? Anybody know? You can say they're hiring 25,000, but how many did they give
them? I don't think they had to lay off so many, because Dunkin' was allowed to be open. The one that's near me, it's you walk up to the
drive-in.
Window.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's a walk-up where ours is. There isn't a drive-in there.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The line is all day long out the door. So yeah. I don't know that they really had to lay off too many people, because they still, at least in the one that's near me, it's all the same people working inside.
Yeah. Well,
it's so busy. They've got online orders. They've got walk-up orders, which is great, because I don't want to see any business fail or go under. But, I think that there's just – you know, that's interesting. Starbucks has actually taken a hit because people have gotten – I think people were in the habit of Starbucks, and then everyone started making their own coffee at home, because Starbucks was totally closed in most cases for a while. And Dunkin' didn't. And I think that people switched to Dunkin' and they're realizing, I don't really need to spend $6 for a latte at Starbucks. Right.
Dunkin's
can save money.
A huge success.
All these new habits that people are going to have to deal with. Yep.
The headquarters are right down the street from me. And they have, as a matter of fact, very interesting. Their headquarters are almost exactly opposite on the other side of the street in an industrial park of CVS. Which was started, called Consumer Value Store, started in Westboro, Massachusetts as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on here with regard to those. Yesterday, I gave a brief lip service to the kinds of jobs that are opening up. Most of them are in the $25,000 to $35,000 a year range, opening range, for lots of people working in the service sector. And there are tons of jobs depending on where you are. I mean, it's kind of like what happened, and I forget what tripped this. It may have been the last problem that we had in 2009 with the economy and the depression that followed. It certainly was a depression in my business. It was a recession for some, but a depression in this business. And then where people were going away and where the new jobs were, nurses, and that still is the case, working in the medical field, that's the case. A lot of people are getting retrained, but truck drivers, delivery guys, I don't know about you, I'm getting 3 or 4 deliveries a day here between things that are ordered for the farm, things I might order myself, things that are, part of what we normally would go to. I went to Staples yesterday to find some, I went in for a specific reason because I have a staple gun that I need for the farm, and I was looking for Staples. They don't have them. And I said,
they don't
where
have
do I
Staples
go?
Staples at Staples. Give
no.
me a break.
Yeah.
Not
Can
for
you
a
imagine
staple
that?
Gun. That's like a hardware store thing.
Oh, well, then you got to go to Home Depot.
Well, but I did. I went to the hardware store. But still, thank you. Jennifer just took the words out of her mouth. I ran into Staples for Staples, and I didn't have any Staples.
I can picture Doug going, so you don't have Staples?
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm looking at this kid.
You need to video your life. This doesn't go viral, actually.
Yeah, he's well. We got the pig now, so you can look at the pig.
The different pig. Than you go into
What's
Staples.
What's the pig's name?
You don't have Staples?
Does the pig have a name?
The pig's name is Pig. As a matter of fact,
that's right. Pig.
That's very. That's not creative.
Pig, yeah. Pig.
Someone
well,
needs
we
to
are,
name the pig.
All right,
you're
so
like
we're talking about
that'll do. Pig.
We'll post this to my unless you want to post it on the Facebook, the DJV show. Hello, Doug. The
it's
Facebook,
on your Facebook page, right?
.com. It's on my Facebook page. Yes. And I can move it over, you can move it over to DJV Show. If you want to go to Facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see me and my new friend, Pig.
I feel like looking at the pig, he's black and white, he's very cool looking. I feel like for some reason, the name Arthur is just popping into my head.
Oh, that's a cute one.
He looks like an Arthur to me. I don't know why.
He looks more well-kept than Doug, actually.
I know.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
Wait till people see the picture.
Yeah, he looks a little more, you know, groomed than you.
I just got off the tractor.
Scraggly.
The tractor was just out of sight in the picture. I had just gotten off the tractor because I was doing something. This is my old farm, and the pig lives on my old farm. And he was just out foraging around. I was taking something off one of the trucks and then jumping on a tractor. And he was there, and I just wanted to go over and say hi to him. So I sat on the mower, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he came over. He stuck his snout on my leg and snuffed around.
Where did he come from?
He was just out grazing, wandering around in the backyard.
You wild pigs before that.
No. Yeah. He's not wild.
He's a rescue.
He's a trained pig.
Oh, so he lives on your farm.
Yeah, right. He lives on the old farm.
I was going to say, if you have rando, like, wild boars running through your woods.
Yeah, don't try to pet them.
That's down in Florida at Cape Kennedy where they have that.
Hawaii, a lot of wild boars when you go hiking. Yeah.
So one more business story. PG&E tapping the markets for $20 billion in financing to get out of bankruptcy. These bastards, they should know more being business than that pig would run a better electric company than these guys do. They're holding company for PG&E as, they're going to sell $9 billion of equity and $11 billion in debt to help cover the insured and uninsured costs of the wildfires. And the state of California, how much are they into this for? Jennifer, what are they? They're going to be in this picture someplace.
Oh, I'm sure. I have no idea. We have fires burning right now. Again, back in...
Where?
The Sepulveda Pass burning again. So,
really? Which side of the hill?
Fire season again. Both sides right now.
No. Oh, yeah, yay.
You want one more really good business story?
Yeah.
That we can all maybe feel hopeful about?
I'd like to throw brickbats at PG&E because they so deserve it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what else? What else?
So good news for Hertz rental cars. They filed bankruptcy. When was it? On May 22nd?
Yeah.
Well, so the stock dropped to $2.84. If you had spent $10,000 and invested in Hertz right now, you'd have $125,000.
I love going for these rejects. Why didn't I do that one? Come on.
I don't know. It went up 115%.
You can see that happening. That was so predictable. And I think if any of us have had any money, we would have done that. Same with the airlines. Airline stocks are up tenfold in the last week and a half.
Yep.
American Airlines was at $5. It had been at $55, and I think it's now at $14 or $15. So,
Hertz is back up to $5.53. So, it's a good sign that people are really willing to travel and are looking to get back.
They're going
to
rent cars. They're going to buy RVs. They're going to do that kind of stuff. I mean, we have this new world order. We were talking earlier, Jennifer, about buying Airstreams in a company like Airstream, Gulfstream, or any of these big RV outfits. The sales of these things are going through the roof, and they're cheap. You can buy one for $50,000. You take out a 20-year loan, just like it's a mortgage, pay $370 a month, and you're all set. Here we go. What do I need to get on a plane for? I want to go here, there, and everywhere. Gas is cheap. It's gone down again about 10 cents in the past week. You notice that? Hey, where I am, it's $1.93.
And I haven't had to fill my car up in a month, so I haven't noticed what it's at in Jersey,
yeah,
but I'm sure it's pretty cheap.
Nobody's driving anywhere. But anyway, people are buying these Airstreams for work, put them in the backyard or on the driveway or something. I just wonder whether or not you'd like one in your neighborhood. But
they bring down the neighborhood. It's just Airstreams look really cool.
Yeah, they are. 10 before the hour.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
Frontsight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To the Warren Eckstein music. Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show. Excuse me. He wrote a book called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. This book was published in 1942. Just looking through some of the great memories that Warren...
Is that after he was a geisha?
Yeah.
I was putting my makeup on at the same time.
Yes, I know. All right. Anyway, the book is fabulous. If you want to pick this up, you can get it on Amazon.
Let me share something brand new with you guys.
Right, you're writing a new book.
No. Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, okay? I'd never done a reading of it. So on my YouTube channel.
Oh!
I read the book. On my YouTube channel, I am now doing a voicing it myself, and Denise will voice part of it because she wrote part of the book
Denise
as well.
Denise's wife, yeah.
So if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, YouTube, my name, Warren Eckstein, basically this week I'm putting up the preface, and then next week I'll put up my deals with the mafia, my mafia clients, my celebrity clients, and
really?
I almost got killed. It'll all be in the book, chapter by chapter of them.
So this is real synchronicity.
Cool.
This is fabulous. One of the chapters I like... The early years, you write about the barking parrot that you had to train. And,
I rescued this bird. It was an African gray parrot. I rescued this bird from somebody. The bird would cuss like hell. I mean, the bird had a horrible vocabulary. But I took the bird into my house, and changed its vocabulary. But here's the thing. In the apartment I was living in, I just got married. Faye and I were living there. And no dogs were allowed. No pets were allowed. But I took this parrot in the house, and they kept getting complaints because I had a barking dog in my apartment. Well, it turns out that the parrot lived with the dog and picked up the barking. So I had no dog in my apartment. I had a barking parrot. Police came to the door. They were laughing. It was a whole big thing. I said, no, the barking parrot. It's not a dog. It's a parrot. But that was my barking parrot that I rescued. And when I tell you this dog had a vocabulary like a drinking salad, believe me, it embarrassed me sometimes.
The dog The man who taught his dog to win big money. That sounds like an interesting chapter. What's that all about?
This guy lived on Fifth Avenue in New York, called me up to train his dog. I think I charged him like $800 or $900 at the time, but he wanted his dog to be able to pick out a certain bill. If he put down three bills, a $10 bill, a $50 bill, and a $20 bill, he wanted his dog to pick up a specific one. So I said to him, listen, because he was a big poker player, so he'd have his friends come over and all bet big on their pot. So what I said is, if you have the dog pick up the same bill all the time, people are going to get the idea. So what I did is I taught the dog to stop and pick up whatever bill it was when the man swallowed, something no one else would pick up on. So the dog would walk in a circle around the bills, the man swallowed, the dog would pick up the money. So the first few times the dog picked up the 10, maybe the 20, and we did that on purpose until his friends got there and started betting big money. Then he would nail it, dog would pick out the $50 bill, and he made, I would be so smart. This guy made a fortune. All I did was get paid for training the dog.
No kidding. This Sebastian the urinating husky. What was unusual about a dog urinating?
Well, I'll tell you what's unusual. The springtime, I'm training this dog off leash in Long Beach on Long Island, and there's a young couple on the beach on a blanket doing what a young couple might be doing on the beach on a blanket.
Love American style.
And as I'm training this dog off leash, Sebastian is husky, he walks over as this couple is engaged. And the dog pees right on the guy's head.
So the guy
says to me, is that your dog? My response is, I never saw that dog before. Now, that wasn't bad enough. So I continue working with the dog. And on the way home, I figure I got everything under control. And sure enough, the dog goes right back and pees on the guy again.
No.
And me and Sebastian took off. I write about it in the book. Me and Sebastian took off. We took off right then. Never to be seen again.
We're talking about some of Warren's excerpts from Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. What a great read. And he's doing, as it is coincidentally, a read of the book on his YouTube channel. A lot of celebrities had dogs. I gotta think the Rodney Dangerfield chapter is a trip and a half.
Greatest line ever, Doug. Rodney Dangerfield says to me, talk about no respect, Warren. My dog closes his eyes before he humps my legs.
And Al Pacino, what kind of a dog did he have?
He had two mixed breeds, Lucky and Susie. I actually got to play video games with Al Pacino, Donald Sutherland, a couple of other famous people, Elliot Gould, and I was they needed a fourth player. I was training his dog, and they needed a fourth player for Atari. Remember Atari, the game Atari?
Oh, God, yes, yeah.
And they needed a fourth player. I was there to train the dog, so they asked me if I played. So here I am, playing with all these celebrities. Interesting guy, Al Pacino. He was working on the movie Scarface when I was training his dog, so I'd be outside training his dog, and I'd be hearing, you cockroach, you this. He was practicing all of his lines. Great guy from the Bronx. Every time I went there, he wanted to make me a bologna sandwich.
Really? There you go. Hey, you were on Saturday Night Live once.
I did all the animals, all the training for all the animals on Saturday Night Live for years and years and years, and interesting stories. We'll talk about that more in the book, and maybe from week to week we'll share one or two stories.
All right, Warren Eckstein's book, Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. Check it out on his YouTube channel. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program at 59.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.